Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel in Besechet Sanhedrin. We're holding in the seventh parak, Arba Mitot, and we're at Eilat Kabishtan, daf Nun Beit Amud Beit, the last Mishnah. Mitzvah Tanech Hanakim. Moving on now from the Neharagim to the Nechanakim. So here too, you mishakino oto bezevel adar kavutav. And here once again, I mean, each one of these may have different issues of not wanting him to move around. Some shittas hold that the problem is actually to protect the people around him in case he loses controls of his bowels, as opposed to the nisrafim, which is immediate. But over here, we're going to be choking him. So we put him into the zeva. V'noten sudar kashel atoch harakaz. We spoke about before the nisrafim. We try to force open his mouth. So here too, we use a tough material inside. And a softer material outside, because the issue is not to damage his throat. The korechat savaron, here, because this is the actual act of the mitah, we're being mamitim with this, so therefore we need the two edim. It says one from this side and one from the other side, means one of the edim holds one end, and one of the edim holds the other, and that way the yad edim bo betchila, ad shenafsho yotzit. Tana rabbanan. Ish asher yin'af et eshet ish. It's darshan, that pasuk, to see some of the mikorot of the din of chenek. So it says, ish asher yin'af et eshet ish asher yin'af et eshet re'eu mot yumat hano'ef hano'afet. So first of all, ish asher yin'af, over here, the ish asher yin'af is a reference to prat lekatan. So the chiev is only on ish asher yin'af et eshet ish prat le'eshet katan. If you'll say, how is it possible to be an Eshet Katan? It could be an Eshet Katan. In a case where, let's say, a Katan was born on a Yavama, and he's over 9 years old, so the act of Bia is a kosher act of Yibam. So you might think that she's new edit law, so that itself is an act of the Torah's defining that as Eshet Katan. There's no din of Eshet Ish on Eshet Katan, even where the problem isn't the Kinyan, per se. Eshet Re'eu means even if it's an Isha, v'gadol, but it's not Re'eu, prat le'eshet acherim. So in other words, if we're talking about over here, someone who is a goy, doesn't have kinyanim, so over there, there's also not a din of Eshet Ish. Mot yumat b'chenek. Matomer b'chenek. Where do we get chenek? You say b'chenek. All it says here, he shall die. What? How do we know in what sense? Amrit kol makom shenemar b'mita b'torah stam ein atar shay l'moshchalach mira elala kelala. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. The point over here is that if there is an unspecified mita, then as in all cases, you cannot be machmir. You have to take only the minimum that you can know. And that would mean you'd have to be mekel on him. So memela, as we'll see, the four mitot beit din are given. The sense over here doesn't say which one. So we know that it has to be the easiest one, which we're going to leave at the shita chachomim, that chenek is the easiest. Rabbi Yonatan omer lo mipnei sheikala. That's not the svara. It's not because chenek is the easiest. Later on we're going to see that Rabbi Yonatan indeed holds of Rabbi Shimon. So that according to him, it can't be because it's kal, because according to Rabbi Shimon, Sayyaf is kal. So therefore, what is the reason? Ella, kol mita amura b'torah stam, ina ella chenek, it's because, by definition, the word just mita means chenek, not because you have a choice, but because that's what the word means. So Rabbi explains this. Rabbi Omer, how do we know this? Because look, ne'mar mita bidei shamay. It says vayamet gamoto. It's the same lashon by Aaron Onan of Mita. And it says that lashon, mot yumat, same words, bidei adam. So, ma mita ha'amura bidei shamay is a mita she'in barosh. It means he died. We don't see anything on the body that indicates that he died because of falling out of an airplane by Aaron Onan. He died by the internal failure. So the af mita ha'amura bidei adam is mita she'in barosh. So it must be that there's no way of looking at the body and being able to see from the outside what the cause of death is. So that would mean that we indeed see to it that he chokes to death without leaving a mark. That's the rakah and the kasha around the neck. And that way, it's mitasta. Wait, but we had the same thing by Srefa, no? And Srefa also was guf kayam. There too, we were also makbid not to leave a mark. So how do we know it doesn't mean Srefa? Es the Gemara ve'ema Srefa. Ah, because midi amar achmana bat kohen misrefa. If there's a special halacha of a bat kohen, which is different than a normal noef noafet, michlal da alav bat srefa. It's only one other possibility. And that way, we understand it's got to be chenek. So bishlam al Rabbi Yonatan. Okay, Rabbi Yonatan is explaining two things at once, Batsim. He's explaining how we know that there is such a thing as chenek bichlal. And at the same time, he's explaining why that stam mita would be chenek. But, that's good in my farash Rabbi Taimi, but Rabbi Yoshia. I mean, he's saying, well, if it doesn't say which one, you have to use the easiest one. How do we know there is such a mita? According to Rabbi Yonatan, there is such a mita by definition because it's in Boroshim. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, we're not being medayek in Boroshim. So, maybe there's three mitot by din that we've derived from elsewhere. So that you could choose the easiest one out of the three is Sayef. But who's to be mechavish? A new mita of chenek. Oh, Marava, that's because according to Rabbi Yoshia, the arba mitot is a given. It's a gemara gemirilu. He doesn't have a makor. He says, we know that there are arba mitot bidin. So the male, if it says stam, then you don't have a right to be machbar love. So it's because it's kal. So why does Rabbi Yonatan say the words? Lo mipnei shehi kala. I mean, is that specifically part of the machloket? So what does he mean by you say lo mipnei shehi kala? Ah, kamifugei b'plukta Rabbi Shimon Rabban. Indeed, there is a machloket here about whether it's kala. So he's tiny. First of all, it's not an Indian of Gemara Gemiri law. It's an actual limit from the pasuk that there is such a thing. Besides which, it wouldn't work bichlal because there is no such thing as it's being kala. I hold like Rabbi Shimon. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Sreifa is kala. Omar le Rabbi Zeira la Abaye, Shar haniskalim. The lo ketuv b'iskila. We know there are some of the niskalim which says beferish that they should be niskal by avodah zorah, by nahar morasa, by chilul Shabbos, by oviyadoni, by mamesik, mediach, megadev. There it says beferish that there is a din of skila. But there are quite a few of the niskalim, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, where it doesn't say beferish that they should be niskal, and we learned them out, as we'll see, from Xerashava, from Oven Yadoni. But when you say the Xerashava, it's not clear what the Xerashava would be. The Xerashava could be mot yumtum, or it could be de mehem bam, as both of those words appear. So which one of them is the makor of the Xerashava of Skila? Oh, Malay, don't worry about it. It's de mehem bam gami. Because, look, clearly, if it was Bemotium too, what would be the point of having Demayim, and all these circuit? Lomali? What kind of logic is that? So if it's Demayim, Gamri, so then why do you need Motium too? You have the same question. Motium too, Lomali? No, that I know why I need. That's Kiritanya. Motiumat hamakero tseyahu. Ein lihela bimita hakituvabo. Minayin shimata I atayachola amito bimita hakituvabo. That is a given. We already saw the drasha from there, that wherever it says mot yumat, it's coming to tell me that in the event that you're unable to carry out the chiyuv mita that is supposed to be given to him, you don't let him go, you can carry it out however you're able to. So that's needed. But if you would tell me that I didn't need the Demayim Bum, I don't know what to learn out of the Demayim Bum. Thank heavens it works out that the Demayim Bum is the Gzera Shava. No, we'll see. We're going to go through the psukim. I don't understand what was bothering him. I mean, obviously he's leading up to something over here. He said, don't worry, it's from the Demayim Bum. What would be if it wouldn't be? And if it would be from Motium to Gemirim, which one wouldn't work? That's what we said we're going to go through. Which one wouldn't work? Micah Kashele. Is it Eshet Ish? Is that what's bothering him? Because if we're learning it out from Mot Yumat, so Mot Yumat occurs by Eshet Ish also. And therefore the question that he had was, maybe we should indeed learn out from Ovin Yedoni, that just like Ovin Yedoni is Beskila, and Eshet Ish should be Beskila, then we wouldn't say that it's Bechenik. That can't be a problem. Because we know that's not a problem. It's the same as far we said before, basically. If the Torah says that an Arusa Yisrael is Beskila, so then clearly an Asu is not Beskila. I mean, there's something new happens with the Naram Urasa. So we don't have the option of comparing it to Tov Yedoni. Okay. So it must be, therefore, we're left with the other limit as we had a moment ago. That you don't know which ones, it's got to be the Kal or Rabbi Yonatan. That Mot Yumat means without a Roshem. So that can't be what's bothering you. So which case was bothering you? Maybe what was bothering him was Maka Aviv Imo. Maka Aviv Imo Kashale. Because why don't we learn out Maka Aviv Imo Schaev Skila? There too it uses the same Lashon of Mot Yumat. And we should learn out from Aviv Yedoni. So therefore, he's worried. If that's the Makar, why do we say that it's Bechenek? Says the Gemara, well, why would we? I mean, we'd have a choice of learning it out from Eshetish, which we know is not Skila, or from Ovin Yedoni. So, Adigamri me Ovin Yedoni, Ligmar me Eshetish. If we know that there's two possibilities, then the halacha is, you don't have the right, without further information, to take the limud from Ovin Yedoni to be Machbaranim to give him Skila. So, that can't be the problem. Oh my life, what are you looking for problems outside for? The problem is in the other direction. The problem is from the ones that we do know are the Niskalim, not the ones that we don't know are the Niskalim. It's the Shara Niskalim Gufei Kakashali. If you're telling me that the Makor is not the Mayim Bom, but it's Mot Yumat, so then why learn it out from Ovidoni? Learn it out from Eshetish. You'll have the same argument on each of them. Ad Shata Moshkolach L'Achmer Alav. Instead, be Moshko la'akel alav. And that exactly was the question. Was in the other direction. You're looking the wrong direction. Im b'mot yumat gamri, ad gamri me'ov v'idoni, ligmeru me'eshet ish. Continues on the Halakha Mishnah, now that we have learnt about the way in which one goes about being mekayim, the chiyuv of mita, let us go through now which are the averot that are mechayiv, which of the arba mitot. So once again, we'll start at the beginning. Elo hein haniskalin. And of course, we're going to go through each one in more detail. So, elo hein haniskalin, haba al ha'em, v'al eshet ha'av. Of course, a woman can be both a mother and married to your father, but it's also possible to be a mother never having been married to your father. It's obviously possible to be a eshet av without being your mother. In both of those cases, however, there is a chiyav of skila. Al ha'kala. Of course, there may also be a problem of Eshet Ish in those two cases. We'll have to see. That's a complication in terms of how many chataot you would be chayev. Al hazachur, the ala behima, the ha'isha ha'meviya, the behima alea, and then getting on from the arayot into the avodas orasin, ha'megadev, ha'oved avodat kochavim, ha'noten mizar o lamolach, ha'baal ov en yidoni, ha'mechalel et ha'shabbat, now, separate areas, המחלל את השבת, מקלל אבי ואמו, הבא על נערה המאורסה, והמסית והמדיח, והמחשב, now these are the ones, some of them don't say בפרש, some of them do, as we asked before, how do we know all of them? And we'll see once again that we learn them out from Ovidoni in our sugya. ובן צורר ומורה. So now when it says הבא על האם, הבא על האם, you could be חייב on two separate Yisurim. Chayev al mishum em, umishum eshetav. There could be the chiyav of both. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you would never be chayev both. If the woman is also your mother, then the Torah specifically says that we're only mechayev you because of the isser of em, and not because of the isser of eshetav. So that there would not be two separate chataot. Haba al eshetav. Chayav mishum eshet av, and if he's still married, mishum eshet ish. And the eshet av part, he would be chayav, bein bechaye aviv, bein liachar mitat aviv. It's also a permanent situation, even though eshet ish obviously is not a permanent situation, because the moment that the husband dies, she's konat atzma, b'mitat abal. But in the case of the arayot, having once been the eshet av, she remains asura, as Eshet Av, even after Mitat Av. And when we talk about Eshet, it doesn't matter whether it was in the Chuppah or just Kiddushin, Bein Min Erosin, Bein Min Hanisuin. The same thing would be true in the opposite direction. Haba Al Kalato, which is Eshet Beno. So there too, you would be Chayev Aleh Mishum Kalato, U Mishum Eshet Ish. And the kalato part is also permanent. Bein bechaye beno, bein liachar mitat beno. And the definition of kalato would be bein mina erosin, bein mina nisuin. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Braita, puts the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda rather differently. Our Tana says that there is no way to be chayav both for Ein and for Eshet Av. The Braita, however, says that that's not what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda only said, Im lo hayta, imo ru'uya la'aviv, eino chayav ela mishuma Ein bilvat. It's only if there was a problem in the marriage that then the chiyav would only be a chiyav of imai. Now, according to this, it's definitely not like our Mishnah. If there was a legal marriage, there'd be no problem. But he isn't being very clear when he says, imo eina ru'uya laviv. Is that a chiyav karet? That's ma'akiv, the kedushin from being chal. What exactly does he refer to? So, my eina ru'uya lo. Ilemar chayve kritot. Is it that Rabbi Yehuda is referring to a chiyuv of karet or mitah? Very unlikely, because then the Rabbanu wouldn't argue. There's nobody who holds that we would call someone eshet, someone else, where there's a karet in the way from the chalot of the kedushin. So mechlal the Rabbanu savre afa gav de inaru uyalo. Would the Rabbanan have argued in that case, shalet lo kedushin begava? Everybody agrees that there would be no chalot kedushin. So how then could she be called eshet aviv? So that can't be the case. Ela, it must be. Now when he says eina ru'uya, he's expanding the halacha even into chayve lavim. So let's say that his father went and married a mamzeret, or his father was a kohen, and went ahead and married a divorcee. So over there, we would say that kiddushin would be taifes. He holds that actually it expands into this halacha as well, that here it's not considered to be eshet aviv, because he holds like Rabbi Akiva. If you recall, Rabbi Akiva holds that ein lo likuchin, we learn it out from the knaf aviv, lo yikach means ein likuchin in a case where there is a problem in the kiddushin. If there's only one issue, however, is that that's not Rabbi Yehuda's sheet, as we'll see in a moment. So, must be, says the Gemara, that we're talking about Chayvei Lavin, and Rabbi Yehuda serve like Rabbi Akiva, Domarein Kedusha Tovsim, Bechayvei Lavin. Masi Rav Oshaya, how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva, that Kedushin is not Tovfes, Bechayvei Lavin? What do we do with the fact that Rabbi Yehuda changes the language in the Mishnah of Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha, Chotzot Velo Mityabmot? Where you have an Isser that's a Drabona, we'll see which one is which in a minute. The Mishnah itself is going to be Masmer. But if a Yavama falls to a Yavam and has an Isser, but it's not an Isser Karet, it's an Isser which may be an extension Drabona, maybe she's a Shnia La Rayot, maybe there's an Isser Lav that's involved. So the din over there is that there is a Chiv of Yibum. However, since they're not allowed to remain married to each other, so we're Gezer Bia Rishena Otu Bia Shnia. Therefore, we don't allow you to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibum. When it comes to a chi of karet, there's no mitzvah of Yibum b'chlal. That we learn out from the beginning of Yamamot, the Chamisha Asar Nashim, that there's 15 cases where there's no din b'chlal of Yibum. Here there's a chi of Yibum. And it says over there that these cases only get chalitza because of the Gzeirat Rabbon. What is an Isser mitzvah, says the Mishnah? This is not Rabbi Yehuda yet. What is an Isser Mitzvah? Shniot, Midivrei Sofrim. The extensions into another generation that Midivrei Sofrim are included in the Arayot as well, so that a great-grandchild is Asura, a great-grandmother is Asura, and so on. Why do we call an Isser Mitzvah, a Divrei Sofrim, an Isser Mitzvah? To be Maram is that it's Mitzvah Lishmo Divrei Chachamim, and that's the makor of the Isser. It's not innate in the thing itself. It's that we have a chiyuv to listen to what the Chachamim say in terms of how we act. Is there Kedusha? That's where there is an extension of Kedushim Tiyu, where the Torah adds special mitzvahs that are given to the ones who have a higher level of Kedusha, which is the Kohanim. So they're given Dinim of Tuma, also Amona, the Kohen Gadol, Rosh HaKalutz, the Kohen Hedyot. Why do we call that a Disa Kedusha? Because the Kohanim are Kedushim. Kedushim Yiyu Leilohayim. So far, this has nothing to do with our sugya, except for the fact that Tani Allah Rabbi Yehuda Machlif, he changes the lashon and he says, no, actually, Isser Mitzvah is the mitzvah of Kedushas to be Makadish the Kayanim, and not the Isser Shnias be Divrei Seferim, and the Isser Kedusha is to be Kadesh Atzvachah Mutar Lecha, which is the Divrei Seferim, which you think is meaningless, except there's one problem. Meanwhile, Rabbi Yehuda is being Megala, that he's only upset about the way the Mishnah defined the language, according to the Tanakhama. Okay, fine, it's a semantic question. But as far as the din is concerned, he doesn't seem to have a problem with the din. The din is that these two things, whatever you call them, are chotzot v'lo mityambot. But according to Rabbi Akiva, and I assume you just said that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Akiva, that in Kedusha types him, b'chayvei lavin, there's no yibum at all. So something's wrong. Rabbi Yehuda machlif, he's a chiluf de machlif. But he still requires chalitza, which is ridiculous, if there's no chiv of yibum. V'yisak adaitach Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Akiva svirle, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva, yichtek. Chayvei lavin, the Rabbi Akiva, are the equivalent of chayvei kritutami. The din is, it's all complex, Sugya Yavama shows us, that wherever Kedushin is in Tovsim, there's no din yibum at all. So chayvei kritut, lav b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninu at all. Why, if he holds a Rabbi Akiva, would he say an Isra mitzvah, Isra chalitza? No, mela. Shnias b'divrei seifrim, fine. But whichever one means, I don't care what you call it, but whichever one means a grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedyet, why in the world would be the achiv of chalitza? This is what he said. He was only arguing on, he didn't like the way the Tanakhama was defining the semantics. He was never agreeing to the din. This is first of all, b'chlal, I mean, this is not even true. But if you're going to go and define the halacha with words, and then you give me the wrong expression of words, I have a right to object. I'm telling you the words are not. That's not the right way to understand. Yisr mitzvah, yisr kedusha. See, he's only speaking l'dvarav the Tanakhama ka'omar. You hold that these categories are indeed chayv and chalitza. I don't. But let's just clarify what these categories are. Leila sverle, but he doesn't hold of the whole halacha. The other Rabbi Yitzchak, Tani, Kiditna, when Rabbi Yitzchak came, he said over exactly the way we have the gears in the Mishnah. Not that Rabbi Yehuda's problem with being chayev both for the aim and for the Eisha Ta'av is only where there's a problem in the Kedusha, and he's only arguing about Rabbi Akiva Shita, whether Kedushin or Tevsin, b'chayvei lavim. He is arguing about something specific to the nature of the relationship of the Isurim of Imai to Eshet Aviv, just like our Mishnah says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Chayav Ela Mishuma Ein Bilvad. So now we're barking up the wrong tree if we start looking for a problem in the Kiddush. We have to look for a reason that's built into the way the Torah gives us over this Isra. And what would that be? The time of mind. Omer Abayin. Well, it's the fact that the Torah unnecessarily states, Ervat Avicha ve'ervat Imecha lo tegale Imcha hi lo tegale ervata. Now, if that isn't redundant, I don't know what is. If it's telling you Imcha hi, so that means where you have the woman who is Imcha, who may also be Arvat Avicha, in the sense of being Eshet Avicha, we'll see much more about this in the sugya to come, because obviously Arvat Avicha could mean literally Arvat Avicha, or it could mean Eshet Avicha. It's called Arvat Avicha in the Pasuk as well. That, it's going to turn out that that's really the main issue here about how to darshan the Pasuk, whether it's referring to the relationship to the male Avicha or to the female who is Eshet Avicha. So, therefore, says Abaye, Rav Yehuda's darshaning. Why does it stress again, for no reason, Imcha hilo tegale arvata? To tell me that you're only chayev, mishum imay. Mishum imo atam mechayvo, v'i atam mechayvo, mishum eshetav. Yes, the Gemara, there's a lot of places where it re-stresses it. And if you're going to darshan all of them, you're going to end up with some very strange results. In this particular case, I can look at the mirror image of this pasuk, which is Ervat Eshet Avicha Lo Tegale. Now, that's the one where it's not Imcha. Here's where it's talking about specifically your father's wife. And there, too, it's redundant. Ervat Avicha Hi. Okay, let's do the same drush. Mishum Eshet Avata Mechaivo V'yata Mechaivo Mishum Imo. Okay. So now imagine, somebody goes and sleeps with his mother, who is his father's wife. He says, well, I'm obviously not chayev at all, because you can't be b'chayev me because of Imai, because it says Ervat Av, and only Ervat Av. So, you can only be b'chayev, but there's no din of Ervat Av where it's also Imcha. So, sorry, see you guys later. That doesn't make any sense. So now you ended up bothering him, because you have the same thing. So now, in that case, he would not be Yata b'chayev b'shem Imo. So, if somebody is now guilty of Imo Shihi Eshet Aviv, no matter how you look at it, Koyachim Amayetle, Koyachim Amayetle, he's not going to be Chayev on either. I mean, does that make sense? Ashti Imo She'ina Eshet Aviv Mechayev, Eshet Aviv She'ina Imo Mechayev, but Imo She'ina Eshet Aviv Lo Mechayev Klal. I mean, Surely that is not reasonable. And don't ask me, as Tosis points out, from the famous question of the question of Av Achotcha Bat Avicha, Bat Imcha, we're over there, we need a special drush to tell me Achotcha, who is both Bat Avicha and Bat Imcha. What do we do? There's no comparison, because over here one includes the other. It's not we're making a kal v'chomer to be manishim from the din. The fact that she's imcha doesn't mean she can't be her vatavicha. What in the world is the problem? So therefore, it's impossible to say it. It's obviously included. It's included on both ends. V'tu, l'rabbonan nami. Think about this for a moment. I mean, what, you think Reb Yud is the only one to realize that this pasuk is redundant? Every five-year-old reads this pasuk and sees it's redundant. You just said imcha, and you say, imcha hi lo tegaler avata. So obviously, there's a very important drasha from this pasuk that we're well aware of. You could ask the Rabbanan also, what do they do with the pasuk imcha hi? Ela humi boile, liker Reb Shisha, bereid Revidi. That pasuk is required to tell us what Reb Shisha bereid Revidi teaches us. And if that's the case, as we'll see, if that's the case, then obviously you also are going to need it for whatever the Rabbanan needed. We're over there, it's the aim who is only imcha, and there was no legal marriage with the father at all, which I need to know. So what exactly is your problem about stressing imcha yi? That is something that everybody knows about. It's not coming to be mamayit. It's coming to be machayevit. And we'll see on both ends. The same thing is true of the other pasuk. It's coming to be machayevit where it's not eshet avicha. And Ervat Avicha is coming to tell me that you're chayev even when avicha is no longer alive. Those are drushes that the Rabbanan use. Why would we turn around and darshan for something else? So the Rabbi Yonami, to tell me imcha even when she's not eshet avicha. So that can't be the reason. Abaya must be wrong. Elom Ravacha Breda Ravika, I'll tell you. Reviewed Svara must be from here. Omar Kro, why does the Torah say, Ervat Avicha Vavat Imcha Lotigale, Imcha Yi, even though she's not Eshet Avicha, as indeed Ravacha Breda Ravika, Rav Shisha Breda Ravidi said, but the word, crucial word, is Lotigale Ervata. That's the point. So that's Lashon Yochid. That means Mishum Erva Achat Ata Mechayvo. There's only her specific, singular Erva that we would be Mechayev you for. But we will not be Mechayev you Mishum Shtei Ervot. And therefore, Rabbi Yudah says, you're only going to be Chayev one Korban. There's no way to be Mechayev you twice. Really? It's interesting because we have exactly the same language that appears by Kala. And our Mishnah happens to talk about Kala. And in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say a word. He seems to be perfectly happy with the thing about you're b'chayev both for Kala and also you would be b'chayev because it's Eshet b'nchaz and Eshet Ish. So why is that? We should darshan the same thing. So Ela me'ater ervat kalatcha lo tegaleh eshet bincha yi, and then repeat, lo tegaleh ervata, lashon yachid. You're going to say the same thing? Hochinami mishum erva achat ata mechayvo, v'i ata mechayvo mishum shtei ervot? Does it not say in our Mishnah Beferish, v'atnan abo al kalato, chayav aleh mishum kalato, Umishum eshet ish, and the part about kalato would be bein bechaye beno, bein liachar mitat beno, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say a word in the very same Mishnah where he's been arguing and upset about the fact we're trying to be mechayev you two separate karbonas for being over on imcha who is eshet avicha. So therefore, it's inconsistent to learn it out of the posik of ervatcha. What are you going to say? How indeed do we explain the fact that it uses a Lashon Yachid? Very simple explanation. Where there's a single body, the Torah doesn't refer to two ervot. One body has one erva. So this is the same person who is both Kalato and Eshetish. So it calls it ervata. It's not referring to the Isser of erva. It's referring to the physical fact of erva. So given the Chad Gufayi, it may be Trey Surininu, Ktiv ervata. But then that's exactly the same thing that we ought to say about Imcha, who is also Eshet Avicha. Hachinami Kivan the Chad Gufahu. Afal Gav, the tracer in him, it would still write Ervata. Therefore, both of these Limudim don't really work out. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda very well at all. Ela Amar Rava. Look, we have to get cut to the quick here, says Rava. There's a whole different issue over here. We will certainly not be mamayit a pasuk. Well, your problem with Abaye was that since it says, it repeats, Ervat Avicha, that would, by the same logic, exclude Imcha. You're making a big mistake. It's not the fact that it's repeated. It's the fact that it's stressed in a pasuk that mentions both. That's the point. So it's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the word Ervat Avicha, in the pasuk Ervat Avicha ve'ervat Imcha lo tegaleh, is a reference not to literally Ervat Avicha, but rather to Eshet Avicha. So now that means we have a list. Let's paraphrase the pasuk. Eshet Avicha ve'imcha lo tegaleh. Imcha hi? Huh? Oh, now it begins to make sense. So in other words, you're telling me the same woman who is Eshet Avicha and Imcha is only Imcha. If I understand that the pasuk means ervat avicha, means to sleep with your father, then ervat imcha is being mentioned alone. So then imcha, he comes to tell me the halacha, indeed, that we were just mendaik, lavshisha b'reid ravidi, even if she's not married to your father, and never was. She's imcha, doesn't matter. Therefore, says Rava, Kasava Rabbi Yehuda, ervat avicha is not ervat avicha. Ervat avicha is eshet avicha. How does he know that? That he learns, we're going to see all of this later in more detail, that he learns from Gzereshava. And therefore, what would that word have meant, Ervat Aviv? It wouldn't have mattered to you whether it's Eshet Aviv Shehi Imo or Eshet Aviv Sheina Imo. Fine. Now you come along and you want me to know Eshet, if it's Imo, who is not Eshet Aviv, Minay. Talmud Lomar, Ervat Imcha, Lo Tigaleh. Okay, so now do we know already from the pasuk the very drasha, the Rav Shisha b'reid ravidi, what we thought was so important, that Imcha, he has come to tell me, even though she's your mother and not your father's wife, I no longer need that. Because I would already know, if she is your father's wife, I would already know that from the first part, Ervat Avicha. No, Ervat Avicha means don't sleep with your father. Not true, the Gzeres Shava tells me. It means don't sleep with the wife of your father. So then, what's the point of mentioning Imcha? Ah, that's to tell me, even if she's not the wife of your father. Okay, now what does the repetitive Imcha mean? Since it's not coming according to the way this passage is understood now, it's not coming to tell me what you thought it was coming to tell you, Aliba Drabonan, who hold that when it says Ervat Avicha, it means literally Ervat Avicha. In which case, where do you see in this pasuk that a woman who would be Imcha, who is not married to your father, it's not talking about that at all. Oh, I need a special word to repeat, Imcha hi, even if she's not married to your father. Very nice. But now we already know that. So now what is the repetition of Imo coming to tell me? Must be, Imcha, he comes to tell me exactly what Abaye was saying originally. And your whole caution, Abaye, was wrong. Abaye said he knows it because it repeats Imcha. You made a big fuss about that. Two elements of the fuss. One was, why wouldn't we do the same thing with the pasuk Ervat Avicha, which now is a silly question because it's not talking about both cases in that pasuk. Furthermore, why doesn't he need it for the same thing that the Ravana needed for? To tell me, Rav Sheisha b'reid ravidi, that if Imcha Yien is not Eshet Avicha, what do you mean? Yeah, of course he doesn't. So this one answer answers both of the problems on Abaye and shows us what Abaye was really trying to say. So now it's Mishum Imo Atam Mechayvom, V'i Atam Mechayvom Mishum Eshet Aviv, just like we thought originally. But now we understand that it's because of the approach Rabbi Yehuda has to this pasuk in general of how he learns the words Ervat Avicha. Okay, tomorrow we'll see, Bezrat Hashem, the complete sugya as brought in the Braita, how the two approaches to the psukim of this sugya, Eshet Av, Ervat Avicha, and Aim, all are interrelated in greater detail. Mitzvat Hanechanakin. Ayum Mishakin Oto Bezevel Ad Arkovutav, Velotin Surika Shelato Haraka, Vekorecha Tzavaro, Zemoshechetzo, Vezemoshechetzo, Achnav Shoyotzit. Tun Rabbonon Ish, Pratla Katana, Sheyinafet Eshet Ish, Pratla Eshet Katana, Shetri Eu, Pratla Eshet Acherim, like a goy. Mot Yumat Bechenek, Ataomer Bechenek, Elena Elabachat, become mitot Amurat Bator Amret. Kom, Bakom, Shinemar, Mitabatorat Stam, In Atar Shailo Moshkala, Miralea, Elalakelala, Divir Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yonatan omer lo mipnei shei kala, ela kol mitam urabat Torah stam eina ela chenek, by definition. Rabbi omer, well, what's the definition? Because ne'emar mita bidei shamayim, vayamet gamoto. V'ne'emar mita bidei adam, ma mita amura bidei shamayim, mita she'en bo roshem. Af mita amura bidei adam, mita she'en bo roshem. Ve'ima srifa, well, v'diyomer achvona bat kohen b'srifa, obviously, mot yumat anohef anohafet can't also be b'srifa. So mechlal ba'alav bat srifa. So b'shleim el Rabbi Yonatan, can a mefarsh Rabbi Taina. But according to Rabbi Yosha, mimai di'ika chenek ba'olam bechlal? Go to the easiest mita, which is Saif, and say there's only three mitot. Omar Rava, arba mitot are a given. It's Gemara Gemiri logo. Now, when Rabbi Yonatan said, lo mipnei shikala, what does that mean? Kamifne b'pluk to Rabbi Shimon Rabbonu. Omale Rabbi Zera la'abai, shara niskalin de'lo chetiv b'uskila, begamri me'ovi yedoni. Tell me b'mbai gamri, b'mot yum tu gamri, or b'dmeyem bam gamri. Omale, clearly, b'dmeyem, d'meyem bam gamri, because even b'mot yum tu gamri, what do I need d'meyem, d'meyem lomale? What kind of answer is that? Elabai, b'dmeyem, d'meyem gamri, so then what do I need mot yum tu? No, that I always need. Kiritanya, mot yum ata makero tseyachu, אין לי אלא במיטה כתובה בו, מניין שאם אתה רשאי, אם אתה יכול להמיתו במיטה כתובה בו, שאתה ממיתו בכל מיטה שאתה יכול להמיתו, תמוד לומר מות יומתה מכה מכל מקום. הוא אומר לרווח מדיפטור, הבינה, אוקיי, come on, what was bothering him here? אם מות יומתו גם, מה הקקה שלי? אם יש את איש קקה שלי, instead of saying that we learn what you just say, למה תבליגמר מות יומת מי אובי ידוני, to tell me malalam b'skila af kam b'skila, I have a simple answer to that one. Midakom rachman arusa b'skila, mechlal denesu ala b'skila. So that doesn't bother me. Ve'ela makeh aviv v'imoko kashale, lemeiti v'lig migmar miovi yedoni to be mechayev skila. Why would I do that? Adagami miovi yedoni ligmar meyeshetish. It's just a simple rule. Iyata rashayla moshcha, lachmir alela lakel alela. Omar le, you're barking up the wrong tree here. It's the other direction. Sharon is calling Gufayo Kokashile. To Eva Mot Yumat Gamri, why learn out from Ovi Yedoni? Ligmuro Meyeshati should be Meko Techenek. Eloina Niskali, Abala Im, Vial Eshet Av, Viala Kala, Viala Zahur, Viala Beima, Visha Mi Viata Beima, Vamegadev, Ovid over that Kochavim, Vianotain Bizar Ola Mole, Hubal Ovi Yedoni. והמקלל את השבת, והמקלל אבי ואימו, והבעל נערה המאורסה, והמסית, והמדיח, והמחשף, ובן סורר ומורה. הבעל האם חייב עליה משום אם ומשום אשת אב. רבי יהודה אומר, אינו חייב אלא משום האם בלבד. הבעל אשת אב חייב משום אשת אב ומשום אשת איש, בין בחיי אביו, בין לאחר מיתת אביו, הן בין מן האירוסין, בין מן הנישואין. הבעל קלתו, חייב עליו משום קלתו, ומשום אשת איש, בין בחיי בנו, בין לאחר מיתת בנו, בין מן האירוסין, בין מן הנישואין. תניא, רבי יהודה אומר, אם לא הייתה אמו ראויה לאביו, אינו חייב עליו משום האם בלבד, but not, as it says in our Mishnah, that you can never be חייב אלא משום האם בלבד. So what does it mean when he says, אינו ראויה לו? I mean, so what are you trying to tell me? The Rabbanan don't agree to that. Because the Rabbanan Tzavre Agav Dein and Ruyalo. If there's no Kiddushin Begava, so how's a child to call her Eshet to Av? Ela must be Chayve Lavin, Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Akiva. Tumarain Kiddushin, Tevsin, Bechayve Lavin. Mati Revoshaya, Isser Mitzvah, Yisser Kiddusha. Chotzot v'lo mityabot. Yisr mitzvah being shniot midivrei sofrim. Amai korla yisr mitzvah shemitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim. Yisr kiddusha being amana l'koin gadol. Krusha v'chalutza l'koin hediot. Why do we call it yisr kiddusha d'chtiv kdoshim yiyu l'elohem? Which is all very nice, except that Tony Allah rebuked a machlif. Now that means that he's only worried about the language, but seems to agree to the yikardin. So chalufi hu d'machlif, but he agrees that chalitza is required. But Isa Gadaylu Rabbi Yudak Rabbi Akiva Svirale, that chayve lavin are not called Eshet Av. So then michte, then what he's saying is, Chayve Lav and Rabbi Akiva have the same din as Chayve Kritut do. And Chayve Kritut Lav b'nei Chalitz v'yivim nino at all. Well, he was only speaking the Dvar of the Tanakama Kamar. Leila's really at all. He holds his no Chalitz. He just is arguing about the usage that the Tanakama makes of the terms of Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kiddushah. Kiyota Rabbi Yitzchak Toni Kiditznan. Just like our Mishnah, Rabbi Yitzchak Inagayav Elamishoma Ein Bilvat. Now that obviously would require a special limud. It's not part of the normal questions of Kiddushim Chalim, Kiddusha Chal with Chiyuve Lavim or not. So what is the logic there? Time of mind. Omar Abaye de Omar Kro. The Pasuk repeats Imchayi to teach us Mishum Imo Atamachayvo, V'i Atamachayvo Mishum Eshet Av. Well, you could make the same argument in the other case of Ervat Eshet Avicha. There it says, Ervat Eshet Avicha lo tegale Ervat Avicha hi. So you're stressing again, repetitive, to teach. I mean, if Abai is right, to teach. Mishum Eshet Av Atamachayvo V'i Atamachayvo Mishum Imo. So then, Imo Shi Eshet Aviv, you're not chayv at all. Koyachum Amayetlein. Koyachum Amayetlein. Does this make sense? Hashti imo she'ina eshet aviv mechayev. And eshet aviv she'ina imo mechayev. But imo she'eshet aviv lo mechayev klal. Not to mention the fact that obviously the Rabbonin have a usage also for the word imcha. What is that? Namely, that imcha, even though she was never married to your father, is imcha. Nu, said Rabbi Yeradami, mi boy leik rev shishu b'reid revidi. So there's got to be another mock. Elo amravacha bereda ravika amakra eravata. Singular. Mishum eravachat atamechayvo. Vi atamechayvo mishum shtei ervot. Elo miato. You can say the same thing about ervat kalatcha. Lo tigala. Eishet mincha hi lo tigala. Ervata. So say the same thing. Mishum eravachat atamechayvo. But hi atamechayvo mishum shtei ervot. Which means that if she is currently married to your son, you will still only be chayav one carbon. Vatanan, the Mishnah says not like that. It says, Arba kalato, chayav ala mishum kalato, umishum eshet ish. Bein bechayav beno, bein lacha bitat beno. And over there, Rabbi Yehuda very clearly doesn't argue the way he argued on the case of Imo Shreshet Aviv. Elak, even the chad gufo, we don't care about the fact that it uses the Lashon singular. Afagav the trey suri, ninu. Ktiv ervata, so obviously that's true in our case of Yim and Eshetav as well. Kiven echad gufahu, afagav v'trei surininu, ktiv ervata. Elo amarava kasava Reb Yehuda ervat avicha, in that pasuk, is a reference to Eshet avicha. Because how he knows that, he knows that from Gzeir Shabbos, as we'll see. Therefore, that would tell us mashpa b'nei Eshet aviv she'imo, b'nei Eshet aviv she'inayimo. So how do we know if it's Imo, who is not Eshet Aviv, Minayin? Talmud lomar ervat imcha lo tegale. Fine. So now why repeat imcha hi lo tegale ervata? To teach me what Abaye said. Mishum Imo ata mechayvo, v'i ata mechayvo, mishum Eshet Aviv.